going on?
The pit on.
All my cow stuff, winter and everything, I rode a tilde.
Oh.
Pipeline and the beach, yeah. My husband delivered it, but there was three.
But was yours, yours was homemade?
Yep.
You can roll out wherever you want from the cows and cows, and I rode a tilde out.
Okay.
Spread it out.
Cause.
The whole flowers and stuff are gonna be happy.
The new place out there has some pretty good.
We got tops recorder.
I just wanted to throw.
Okay, let's call a special work session all together at Tuesday, May 15th for the city of Lapine at 4:30 sharp. Establish a forum. Connie?
Connie Gray's present.
Stu Martinez present.
Don Greiner present.
Greg is not here, but we have a forum. Any pledge of allegiance? Jake, you want to do this?
Yep. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Added agenda items, I hope not.
None from staff.
Okay, good. Anybody else have any? Nothing?
No, I'm gonna put your microphone down.
So, they can hear me?
Also, they can record you.
It's a little guy tonight. Okay, public comments? Any public comments? Okay, okay, let's get right to the business. Discussion of redesignation of Deschutes County Rural Enterprise Zone. And I assume Ryan's gonna take this one?
Yeah, Kip and I will both.
Do you wanna come down?
Gotta just state your name, what you're with.
I'm Ryan Culp with Edco.
Kip Barrett, Edco.
We're here to talk about the redesignation of the Deschutes County Rural Enterprise Zone. The zone has been around since 2008 when it was originally designated. It originally included the city limits of Lapine and the Bend Airport. And the purpose of an enterprise zone is a state program that allows local municipalities, local governments, whether it's county or city, to abate property taxes for 3 to 5 years for new traded sector investment in correlation to jobs. So if you create at least 10%, if you add at least 10% of the jobs that are currently employed in that community, you are eligible for the program. It's a discretionary program, which means just because you come doesn't mean you get it. And it is managed by EDCO and co-sponsored through the City of Lapine and Deschutes County. In 2016, we added the Sun River Business Park, but there's a 10-year sunset on all enterprise zones as outlined in statute, and so this isn't, you know, us coming and trying to do anything different than what we've been doing. It's the same thing we have done for the past 10 years, but our time limit is up, and so it's time to redesignate. In the 10 years the zone has been around, there's been $5 million of new capital investment in the enterprise zone and about 100 new jobs created. We're keeping the zone very similar to what it was in the past, except we're adding Tumalo, which is just part of rural Deschutes County, so it falls into the zone because of some traded sector activity that is happening there right now. Happy to answer questions as part of our redesignation process. We have to have a public meeting where we allow, where we give notice to all the taxing districts that we intend to redesignate the zone and allow them to kind of ask questions and do some education. So that's kind of what we're here to do tonight. If you have anything, so happy to answer questions from you or if there are taxing districts here that have questions about it.
Go for it, Don. Ask all you want.
No, I don't have any questions.
Nothing? Stu?
You know, I really don't have any questions. I think it's a good program. So I'll save my comments for later.
The only question I have is, I understand Sun River Business Park being in there, but it also looks like the Sun River Village has something in there. Is that because of the brewery or? I mean, I kind of find it hard to believe that there's traded sector in the Sun River itself.
That one, to be totally honest, was something that my predecessor, that's one that Janet added in 2016. She added a little piece. We added all of the Sun River pieces for the brewery specifically. So I would expect that it is related to brewery activity, or there are a couple other traded sector businesses, like there's a medical device company that's there, and there's some other people that are scattered throughout. And because there is a business park in Sun River, but there's not a lot of...
It's more retail.
Right, but that's where the brewery is. That's where they have some corporate office space and some of those things. And so that's...
Okay.
Yeah.
Real quick, you asked about the village.
Right, because...
I don't believe none of the village is included in the...
That is where Wallow is.
It's like back behind Wallow. There's some automotive shops and some property that could potentially be used for trade sector.
It's
rental business up there. Yeah. I think.
So that's along Spring River Road.
Yes.
Right.
So, and just to clarify, when we're doing the overlay, because it doesn't impact any underlying zoning. Any other land use, it's simply an overlay for the program. What we did was just included eligible areas, typically commercial, industrial type zoning. And so in a lot of cases, it does overlay against retail or some other use for that land, but it's just that long-term, over 10 years, could it possibly be used for it.
Okay.
We just opened it up to that.
Anybody else have anything to say? Does any of this ever get subtracted at any point in time?
Nothing that's on the property rolls can ever come off the rolls.
Once it's there, it's there.
It's there.
And then in the program itself is only for a temporary period of time. So typically a 3-year abatement is used, sometimes a 5, very, very rarely anything over that. And then once you're through that period, it all comes back in the rolls and gets taxed at full levy.
And land can never be abated even in that 3-year period. So if we sold parcels in the industrial park, as it impacts Lapine specifically, because that's not being taxed now, even if we sold that to a private landowner, to a business, to a developer, even if a traded sector company builds a building, the building and real property equipment, manufacturing equipment could be abated, but the land can never be abated. So even, you know, as an incentive, if we say, hey, well, your building is property free, but the city would automatically get the additional revenue from that property coming on the rolls in year one.
Okay, nothing else? And you want us just to be aware of this? Or
just to be aware of it. So we have in the ORS statute or in the program guidebook as go through the path of designating or redesignating a zone, you have to have a public meeting and invite all of your taxing districts. So that's the purpose of this meeting, and you have to give all taxing districts 21 days notice, which we did, and then a minimum of 7 days after this meeting, the sponsors of the zone, which would be the city and Deschutes County, have to pass a resolution to allow that. So next Wednesday, May 23rd, there's a special business session to pass the resolution, but the idea is that the resolution is something that there's obviously always discussion allowed, but in theory, this is the time for people to come, you know, for public to make comments. You can say, hey, we've, you know, given 21 days notice, we're allowing this to come and be an issue, or people to talk about it and understand it now. So no action, just appreciate you scheduling a meeting to talk about it.
And you've been to Tumblewalt? I mean, you've been to all these locations?
Individually, no.
Yeah.
I have not driven by some of those off the main strip. I can't say I've toured Tumalo. We did reach out to some business leaders that the Deschutes County Commissioners had suggested we do. As far as their input on the program, to be honest, it was split. We had some folks who, you know, understood it, appreciated it, and we had some folks who took issue with it for a variety of reasons. And if you'd like, I can go through those with you, or just know that, you know, support based on the community leaders that they had identified for us to reach out to was split.
Okay, great.
Well, I'm curious what the opposition was.
So the opposition I think was less to the program itself and more to the idea of any type of development in that area, because they felt like there wasn't enough infrastructure development being done by the county to allow for any additional development period. So it was more lack of existing services than it was necessarily with the program.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Anything at all before we move on?
I think there was some opposition up in that Sun River area. When that
Sun River, there was some, and a lot of that is kind of the purpose of this meeting is to do the education piece, because taxing districts, whether it's, you know, parks and rec districts or fire districts or special road districts, they say, oh, well, all of a sudden, you know, does this mean that our industrial property that's on the rolls or office buildings are now going to come off the rolls? And we say, no, totally not it. Nothing that's on the rolls now is coming off. We're not taking away anything. We're just giving an incentive for people to locate. And you're kind of delaying when you would get new taxes if it helps land a project. And so I think some of that was communication.
And this wasn't from the taxi. This was from citizens.
Some of the
private.
I think some of the misunderstanding at that point too is that there could have been a little better outreach and education. I think they looked and saw, well, City of Lapine, why is City of Lapine doing something in the Sun River Business Park? And they didn't understand that we're a co-sponsor with the county. And yes, I mean, some education there went a long way.
Okay, anybody else? All right, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, appreciate the time.
Okay, there's no additional agenda matters, public comment. Karen, you have anything to say yet? Nothing. So, staff comments. Corey? Nothing. Jake? Melissa? Holly? No staff comments. Council comments?
Okay.
Good.
Just to say that, when this was first developed, it was a milestone for Deschutes County. So, Lapine was the instigator of this program. One did not exist in Central Oregon until Lapine started it.
Cool.
That's it.
Okay. Don?
Do I read my comments now?
Yep. None? Okay, Mayor has no comments. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
First, second, and all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Meeting adjourned. Meeting adjourned. Less than 15 minutes.
As far right as possible.
They should be in your email.
I would say this.
When I sent out the agenda, I just attached them.
Okay.
So they're all attached.
Okay, I didn't see them. I apologize.
No, that's okay.